And happy Thursday morning to you. Of course, this is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial and also get to know the team there. Of course, I just click on the About, learn about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial, and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. That all available to you at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Be talking this week about that big, beautiful bill, what that means, and some of the nuances on that. We'll be joined this morning by C.J. Kloss and Nate Bribey of Kloss Financial to tell us all about it. Phone lines are open. If you've got a question for C.J. and Nate, all you got to do is give us a ring, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. As mentioned, join us this morning, C.J. Kloss and Nate Bribey. Nate, I know you're there. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great.
It's been a while. Everything summer so far so good for you?
Oh, yes. We enjoyed the water park yesterday with the heat, so we're happy.
yes. It can't beat the water park. That is for sure. Talking about the show this week and all the great stuff we're going to talk about, one of the other cool features of the show is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Each week, you have a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week's prize from our friends at Kloss Financial is a $25 gift card to Darden Restaurants, which we were actually, funny enough, just talking about Darden Restaurants on the show the other day. A little tip, if you pay close attention to the program, oftentimes both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during each week's program, so it definitely pays to listen closely. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the show how you can win that. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back at last week's program and get the question and answer there as well, Nate.
Yes, yep. And as always, thanks everyone for listening, and congrats to our winner from last week, Luis of Fitchburg. Correctly answered the true or false question. As you plan for retirement, you should review your needs for health insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance, and property and casualty insurance, which of course is true. So good job on that one.
Nice work, Luis. And you two can be like Luis. Pay close attention to the program for your chance to win. Don't forget, phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Learn more about Kloss on their website, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. So today we're talking about a pretty significant development in the world of taxes, the recently passed, as they call it, the One Beautiful Bill Act. CJ, what is this all about? And good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. So at a high level, this bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or known as OBBA for short, because if you've been listening to our show, you know that we love the acronyms.
yes.
This OBBA makes permanent many of the tax provisions originally introduced under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. So that includes things like the current tax brackets, the increased standard deductions, the child tax credit, and the qualified business income known as QBI deduction for business owners. But the bill didn't stop there. It also introduced several new key provisions worth talking about, especially if you're planning for retirement or managing taxable income in retirement, which of course is what the show is all about. There have been some new key provisions that we're going to dig into today.
Fantastic stuff ahead on the program. Of course, if you've got a question, love to have you jump on in. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So one of those things that I keep seeing in the headlines is Social Security may no longer be taxed. Nate, is there truth to that?
Not exactly, Sean. Oh. So if you've been following the headlines in the previous campaign that was running, this was obviously a goal of the current administration. And unfortunately, that did not include it in the bill. So what did get included in lieu of that provision was a new below-the-line deduction for those 65-plus. So you can kind of see the correlation between Social Security and the 65-plus standard deduction. Social Security can start at 62, of course, and go up to defer up to 80. So the same demographic, you know, is being targeted with this below-the-line deduction. So what this is it's an additional deduction for older Americans 65 and older, $6,000 per spouse. So married filing joint couple could obviously have an additional $12,000. And I'll give you the nice big number here at the end here. But how this works is this deduction is only available in tax years 25, so obviously this year, okay, through 2028. A lot of these provisions we'll be talking about today have a phase out range, meaning as your income increases, you'll potentially be eligible for less of this deduction in this case. So definitely keep that in mind. Married filing joint is $150,000 up to $200,000. So just be aware of that for this additional deduction. Now, how this works is this is in addition to the already $31,500 standard deduction for married filing joint couples. Before this provision, 65 plus individuals also got $3,200 for an additional deduction married filing joint. So plus this new $12,000. So three numbers here, $31,500, $3,200, $12,000 total is $46,700 in deductions without itemizing. So pretty big deal there for those 65 plus if they're eligible.
Where's that? You mentioned that phase out. Where's that phase out, kind of that range there, Nate?
$150,000 to $200,000, okay. Sean, for married filing joint.
Really interesting. As we talked this morning with Nate Bribe and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, learn about the teams. You can also learn about Kloss Financial's separate divisions. Also, cool features, if you missed part of today's program, you can always listen to the podcast right at KlossFinancial.com. Subscribe there as well. And while you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And thinking about that stuff, Nate, could really be helpful for retirees. What about the SALT deduction, state and local tax write-offs? What the heck are we talking about there, and how is that can that be beneficial?
Yes, yep. So just like Sean said, the SALT cap, as it's commonly referred to as, is an itemized deduction eligible for state and local taxes here. So in Illinois, 4.95% flat tax plus property tax is a bad word for both our Wisconsin and Illinois residents, of course. So how this is that previously was capped at $10,000. That cap was introduced back in 2017 with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And how this was is to get this bill passed, some members of Congress and higher tax states, mainly on the coast, to be honest, fought citizens to get that increased, okay, in order to vote for the bill and how that was. So how it is now is that that deduction can increase up to $40,000, actually, for this year as well in 25 through 29. So it can phase down, meaning as your income for married filing joint exceeds $500,000, less of that $40,000 would potentially be available for you. Now, unlike the 65 plus additional standard additional deduction, this for the SALT, you do have to itemize. You do have to itemize your deductions to potentially be eligible for this deduction. So a key difference there.
Speaking of, as we talk about things like taxes and opportunities and itemizing deductions, I'm going to ask you about tax brackets, and I'll ask you, CJ, a little bit about that in just a moment. But first, if you haven't been to the website yet, KlossFinancial.com, head on over there right now. Get to know the team at Kloss Financial. Again, that's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Our telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. So, CJ, is along those tax questions, what about the tax brackets? Any changes there? Do they stay the same? What do we know?
Yeah, so that's the big kind of takeaway from the OBBBA is that the tax brackets will remain the same. Mm-hmm. So the brackets that were introduced in 2017 were the 12, 22, 24, 32, and 37, which will now remain in place somewhat permanently. We say permanently in that they're not going to automatically expire anymore. However, just because they're not going to automatically expire doesn't mean a future president couldn't introduce, a new, completely new bracket that could get passed by a future Congress. But there's nothing automatically expiring like it was supposed to do headed into next year. So without any action, we were going to actually revert back to brackets that were going to cause some higher taxation. So this is the main win for people. Well, depends on how you view this, right?
Sure.
If you're a pro of the bill and if you're in favor of paying less income tax on your income that you receive, then that was the big part of this bill that, that people were winning from. I'll also say what Nate was just getting at there. He talked about higher SALT deductions, and he talked about higher standard deductions, especially for those over 65. Really, you don't have to understand all the intricacies of that to understand the following, which is having a higher ability to itemize for SALT deductions, state and local income tax deductions, and the ability to get a higher standard deduction for those who are older are just additional ways to bring down your tax. It's really all anybody needs to understand. And so at the end of the day, the locking in of those rates more permanently and the fact that you can more rapidly bring down your income through SALT deductions or through higher standard deductions just at the end of the day should result in lower taxes for most Americans.
You know, it's fun when we talk about this stuff, you know, kind of opinions and feelings. They definitely do vary, and it's always like everybody's got their own, but it's always interesting to see how this stuff, you know, new administrations, how things change, new laws, new bills, new guidance as well, and it's really good to keep up to date on this stuff. And it's a great program. Don't forget, if you miss any part of today's show, got a lot more coming as well. You definitely want to make sure you're subscribing to the podcast. Head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can, of course, subscribe to the podcast right there. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, as well as get to know Klaas Financial on their website, KlaasFinancial.com. Telephone number, great day to make an appointment, 608-442-5637. That first appointment, that gets to know you conversation, it will be complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. May have heard all the talk of tax-free tips and overtime. We're going to get the details on that and head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, CJ Klaas and Nate Bribe. You can learn more about CJ, Nate, and the whole team at Klaas Financial on their website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Get to know the team there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Also, you can learn how Klaas can help you or if you're a business owner as well. Again, all those details available at KlaasFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking about the recently passed One Beautiful Bill Act and getting some of the details. And, of course, one of the hot conversations for everyone was tax-free tips and overtime. What do we need to know there? What are some of the details? And is that the case? Will there be tax-free tips on tax-free on tips and overtime as well, CJ?
Yeah, well, as Nate was talking about earlier, you know, as relates to like Social Security and taxability, it's always more complicated than just saying, you know, no tax on tips. Now, that's not to knock what anybody has said, but rather to say to accomplish something like this inside of tax legislation is complicated. But both tips and overtime are still included in your gross income and subject to payroll taxes. That has not changed. But now, for tax years 2025 through 2028, so 2025 is the year that we're in right now for the next, you know, four tax years, you can deduct up to $25,000 in tips from your taxable income. So that is a big deal, right? Depending upon your total income, and if you have $25,000 in tips, that could be a big deal, again, in reducing your tax. Now, it doesn't mean I can make $500,000 in tips and just not take any W-2 income and say, ha-ha, I've cheated the system. But certainly for those who are receiving tips in certain trades, and by the way, the IRS has to give more guidance on this because there was some language in the OBBBA that was talking about certain types of jobs and that receive tips, and it has to be somewhat normal and ordinary. But yes, this could be a big deal, again, in reducing taxation for households that have someone in the household generating, you know, a fair amount of tip income. And overtime pay is also eligible for a deduction. Up to $25,000 for married couples filing jointly or $12,500 for other filers. Again, for both of these, there's phase-out ranges depending upon your income, so you'll want to talk with your tax professional and see how it applies. You'll also want to be mindful of the fact that this is not a permanent part of the tax code. So we mentioned previously, 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act introduced these new lower brackets. what happened through the OBBA is that those new brackets are have now been made permanent. But there's some provisions, namely no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. Those parts of the provision are not permanent parts of the act. And so this will only last from 2025 through 2028. But I just can't encourage our listeners enough. Mm-hmm. If you're hearing us talking about this and you're wondering how it applies to you, call into your financial advisor, call into your accountant, and get an understanding. Because we've already run some pro formas on this for clients, and in some cases, nothing, mm-hmm. right? I mean, really not much of a change at all. For others, quite substantial. Hmm. Thousands upon thousands of dollars in less taxation. So talk to your accountant to figure out how it will apply to you.
That is really good advice, as always, from CJ Kloss, of course, and Nate Bribe joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. As we're talking then about the OBBA, I know another provision in the bill. There's a lot, obviously, a lot more to it. Let's kind of real quick, kind of rapid fire some of those little provisions that folks need to be aware of, Nate.
Think back to CJ's comment on provisions that expire. You have to ask yourself, well why is that? Mm-hmm. Well, I hope this isn't political, but you know, tax cuts cost money. Depending on how you score a bill, that costs money. So making provisions expire after a certain number of years cuts down the size of a bill. So just understand that's why some of these are only for four tax years versus permanently extending the tax bracket. So anyway, other provisions that may be relevant to you, a child tax credit that has permanently been increased to $2,200 and will start indexing for inflation. They're expanding the list of qualified expenses eligible for 529 plan distributions, permanently extending the federal estate tax exemption to $15 million. The QBI deduction, Section 199A. Some people that aren't business owners have no idea what that means or why that matters, but those that do will understand that does matter, and that's been permanently extended. This one's that's come back. I think this was in the 80s or 90s. This provision was available in the tax code. Vehicle loan interest deduction up to $10,000 for vehicles having final assembly in the United States. Okay, so financing a vehicle, potentially that interest may be deductible. Last one, in 2026, $2,000 non-itemized charitable deduction. Okay, so those that give smaller amounts to their church or university or whatever, they say, I don't need that receipt. You may want to keep that starting next year, because up to $2,000 without itemizing for a married filing joint couple is potentially deductible.
Oh, that's awesome. Talking this morning with Nate Bribe and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn about Kloss Financial. You can also, of course, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great email that you receive once a week. Give you a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast that available to you to subscribe to right at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Talk about some other legislation out there. We'll get the details from CJ and Nate next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Coming up a little bit later on this segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize, but still a lot of great information and important information when it comes to legislation. And of course, aside from that most recent bill that got passed, I know there's other pieces of legislation, the one in particular that was passed at the beginning of the year that affected a lot of retirees and their Social Security benefits. Get some details on that, Nate?
Yeah, so the Social Security Fairness Act, like Sean said, was passed in January of this year. This honestly kind of snuck up on us. It wasn't a lot, you know, in the headlines or in our mm-hmm. publications, and, you know, it got passed. So this is a great thing for in Illinois here for people covered by what was deemed a non-covered pension. So those like in TRS or SERS here in Illinois, that previously did not pay into Social Security in their current careers. How that was is there were two provisions that were removed under the Fairness Act, namely the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset. So these two provisions, long story short, reduced Social Security benefits for those covered by a non-covered pension, it's called. Okay, so this could be on your own record. So say you here in Illinois, you work for TRS, but you had some previous employment that did pay into Social Security. You open up your Social Security statement. It says you're eligible for $1,800 at 67. Come to find out when you claim your TRS, they say you need to tell Social Security you have TRS because they can reduce your Social Security down to $400 a month or whatever. Okay. That also could reduce spousal benefits and survivor benefits if, unfortunately, you've lost a spouse. So those two provisions are gone. So basically, what you'll see now is what's on your Social Security statement is what you'll be eligible for if you have enough credits on your own record. The interesting thing that you may have to call Social Security on would be if you previously said, you know what, I wasn't eligible because of these provisions, you know, someone that could be claiming a spousal benefit on their spouse's record, well, should call Social Security and reference the Fairness Act to see if they're now eligible for a spousal benefit. Same thing if they've lost a spouse that they weren't drawing on a survivor benefit they could potentially be eligible for. So SERS, TRS, non-covered pensions up in Wisconsin, that would be something definitely to call Social Security on. One last thing they are doing retroactive payments back to January of 24. So it's been kind of fun where CJ and I get calls from our clients that get $15,000 to $25,000 lump sum checks because they're getting all their payments back from January of 24. So you know, those of you that have heard the windfall elimination provision and government pension offset programs will understand that this may affect you, and it would be a good opportunity to call Social Security to see if you're eligible for a new benefit there.
That is really cool to hear. We talked this morning with Nate Bribe and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. While you're there getting to know the team, learning more about Kloss Financial and subscribing to that podcast, you can also submit a question to be read right here on the program in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Amy took the time to write in. She says, I'm planning to retire later this year at age 65. I'm trying to decide whether I should start taking Social Security right away or wait until my full retirement age of 67. What should I consider when making this decision? And CJ, give that one to you.
Yeah, well, as Sean said, anybody can actually write in and ask us these questions. So if you're uncomfortable calling in during the show and would rather just submit a question like this in writing like Amy did, feel free to. And truth be told, thank you, Amy, because it gives us a little bit more chance to prep for these questions, which is always fun for us. But yeah, good question. So if Amy, if you are planning to retire at 65 and you're wanting to know if you should draw Social Security now or waiting until your full retirement age, these are pretty key questions that we ask and talk about on the show quite often. So there are a few key factors you'll want to evaluate before deciding when to claim your benefits. The first is whether you plan to keep working after 65 in any capacity. You mentioned retirement, but for some people that's just, well, I'm going to stop doing what I do now and go do something else. Because remember, if you draw before your full retirement age, and this is good for every listener to hear, if you draw Social Security before your full retirement age, there's an income offset kind of cap that you need to be aware of. Your Social Security benefits could actually be temporarily reduced due to the Social Security earnings limit, which is about $23,400 in 2025. So if your earnings exceed that number, Social Security withholds $1 for every $2 you go over that limit until you reach your full retirement age. So often what we'll tell people is, hey, I don't care what job you're doing, whether it be your original job or another job, if you're earning more than about, we just use a rule of thumb, around $25,000 a year in earnings, you may just want to wait until your full retirement age at a minimum before drawing Social Security. Because there's nothing worse than signing up because you're going to, quote unquote, double dip, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to work and get your Social Security and then only to come to find out that they are taking away a large portion of your Social Security benefit because you're not yet full retirement age. So, Amy, great question for everybody listening. If you have any questions about that, feel free to call into us or talk to your financial advisor.
That telephone number 608. Oh, sorry about that, CJ. Go ahead.
No worries. I was just going to mention there are a couple other things real quickly, Amy. You do want to be aware of if you need that income. So even if you are not planning to work and you go, yep, I'm fine, I'm just going to draw at 65. Well, for every year you wait, it grows between 7 to 8% a year for waiting. So there could be an incentive still to wait until later, and that continues to happen up until age 70. And then the final piece is be aware of your longevity. If you don't need the money now, and you can allow it to grow at that 7 to 8% pace, and you have a lot of longevity in your genes, meaning people in your family lived into their 80s, 90s, or later, you may want to consider waiting, because the longer you live with that higher benefit, the more money you'll get out of the Social Security system. So a lot of things in that, Amy. Just really appreciate your question, and feel free to call in if you have any more.
That was a great question, and the telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget as well, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Going to bring it back to the telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Darden Restaurants. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: with the passage of recent legislation, current tax brackets that were established back in 2017 have been extended. Is that true or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer won the $25 gift card to Darden Restaurants. Of course, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Nate, it's great chatting with both of you. Guys, have a great day, and we'll do it all again soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Greer comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.